Good morning, it's Carol, and it's Wednesday, the 18th of May, and I'm going to be reading today from Galatians chapter 1, and it's verses 1 to 10. I'm using the NIV UK version. So here we go. Paul, an apostle, sent not from men nor by a man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brothers and sisters with me, to the churches in Galatia, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory for ever and ever. Amen. I'm astonished that you're so quickly deserting the one who called you to live in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let them be under God's curse. As we have already said, so now I say again, if anybody is preaching to you a gospel other than that what you accepted, let them be under God's curse. Am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I was still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. So we can see really that this letter, Paul starts, as he so often does, with a lovely greeting, wishing all the churches in Galatia the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus. And then he launches into a warning, if you like, because clearly they've been somehow influenced by some wrong teaching, and people are pulling them away from the true gospel of the grace of God. He's saying, don't accept anything less than God's truth, because the gospel is the only means of salvation. And he talks in verse 10 about, is he trying to win the approval of human beings? Is he trying to be a people pleaser? Clearly he's not. But so often we fall into that trap, and I know I do, of wanting people's approval and not wanting to be thought badly of by those around us. So I'm going to pray for us now that God would help us to really put his approval first before anything else. Father God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy at work in our lives. We thank you for your gospel. And we want to pray today for ourselves that we would be people who live before an audience of one, and that is you, Lord. That we would live our lives before you and seeking to please you, and not to worry about pleasing other people, but just to focus on pleasing you and doing what's right in your sight. We thank you that you lead and guide us by your Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless. Have a great day.